Welcome to the summer edition of Crosstalk, where we dig into some of our favorite Bible verses. Here's Paul Finazzo.
Luke 8, verses 4 to 8. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When I was growing up, I would spend a lot of time with my grandparents, since both of my parents were working. I was very blessed to grow up with both sets of grandparents and lived close to them. Both of my grandfathers had big gardens, and they took up most of their yards and produced most of the fruit and vegetables that my family would eat throughout the summer, and then they would can them for the rest of the winter months. It was the family's source of food year-round. Since I spent a lot of time outside, we didn't have computers or iPads back then, I would watch my grandfathers work around the yard and in their gardens. Day and night in early spring, they would work to till the soil, to get it just the way they wanted it, so that the seed will have a good base to plant their roots. I always remember seeing them plant their seeds and then plow it into the soil that they had so tirelessly prepared. Many hours were spent with the hose adding just the right amount of water to the plants without flooding the garden. Day after day, if God didn't provide the rain, Grandpa would pull out the hose and give his plants the water they needed. Once the plants started to come up, they would get in there on their hands and knees and pull any weeds that might be trying to choke the plants. The results would produce a plentiful harvest in the late summer and early fall, and after all the crops were picked, they would turn the remaining plants into the soil and turn it over so that it would replenish the earth of its nutrients for next year's crops. It was a daily labor of love for most of the year. Well, as I look at the parable, we see that Jesus explains the seed is God's word, and the sower is anyone who speaks, sings, teaches, or preaches on the gospel. And so the soil is us.
Oh God, I am furrowed like the field, torn open like the dirt, and I know that to be healed, that I must be broken first. I am aching for the yield that you will harvest from this hurt. Abide in me, let these branches bear.
Much like my grandfathers, we must spend time daily to prepare our soil in such a way that God's seed can place its roots deep into our hearts. That can happen in many ways. It happens when we spend time in prayer and repentance. It happens when we spend time with Scripture. And there are many opportunities to dig deeper by way of Bible studies, either on your own, with your family, or with members of the church. When we come to church on Sundays, are we running in at the last minute and running out as soon as it's over? Do we truly bow in repentance during the confession, or are we just reading what is on the screens? How about during the readings? Are we hanging on to every word, anxious to hear the lesson? Do we take time to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the message that God is delivering to us that day? You see, God has been planting seeds in us since an early age, and as I spoke about before, 12 years of Catholic school has presented an opportunity to have many seeds planted, only to have been eaten up by my distractions and the ways of this world. You can also find this parable in Matthew, and he says that the seeds that fell on shallow ground with underlying rock sprouted quickly because the soil was so shallow. I remember a time when I was on rocky ground and started to really get into Scripture with my friend from college, who was all in for Jesus, and he got me so charged up that one of my other friends took notice and asked me what had gotten into me. He liked my energy and attitude and wanted to know more. I told him it was all about Jesus, and I became the sower. Unfortunately, it didn't last long because my soil was too shallow. All throughout my life, and even now, there are times when God's word gets choked out by other things. Like the fruits of my grandfather's gardens, God's words need to be our source of food all year long so that we can continue to sow seeds to others that God can make grow into 100 times more than was sown.
Abide in me, Lord. Let your word take root. Remove in me the branch that bears no fruit. And move in me, Lord, as I abide in you.
How about you? How could you spend more time with your family in prayer and word? Can you take time out every day to make sure that your soil is ripe and ready for God to do a work in you so that you too can become a sower? Let us pray. Father, prepare our hearts and minds to constantly think of you, to be prepared to hear your word and your message, and that it will take root in our hearts and in our minds, that we too can become sowers and deliver your message to those people around us. And we ask this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Oh God, I am furrowed like the field, torn open like the dirt, and I know that to be healed.